This episode of On the Record is brought to you by Associated Equipment Distributors.
I'm Michaela Pogner, editor at Farm Equipment Magazine. I'm here at Commodity Classic in Houston. Welcome to On the Record.
Thanks, Michaela. Used equipment auction pricing remained challenged in February, according to a March 6th report from Stifel. According to the report, auction prices for combines and over 300 horsepower tractors remained positive year over year, while smaller ag equipment was more mixed. Inventory levels have generally improved but remain too high on the small ag side. Used equipment auction pricing was up 1% year over year for combines and up 4.2% year over year for over 300 horsepower tractors. Pricing was down 3.7% for 175 to 299 horsepower tractors and was down 0.5% for the 100 to 174 horsepower range. Tractors with 40 to 99 horsepower and under 40 horsepower both saw 3% year-over-year declines in used equipment auction pricing. Looking at what dealers said, the latest dealer sentiments and business conditions update found used pricing for both used over 100 horsepower tractors and used four-wheel drive tractors were up 1% in February. Pricing for used combines, however, was down 4% year-over-year. On the small ag side, used tractors in the 40 to 100 horsepower range saw no change in pricing, while tractors under 40 horsepower saw a 2% decline in used pricing. In the latest update, one dealer said that customers are taking a much more conservative view of the economy and are taking a wait-and-see position. This week's dealers on the move include Linder Industrial Machinery, Ohio Valley Ag, and Seidenstricker Novi Partners. Kubota and Deutz Fahr dealer Linder Industrial Machinery Co. has acquired Southern Tractor and Outdoors. The three branches in southwest Georgia, Leesburg, Moultrie, and Valdosta, will be rebranded as Linder Turf and Tractor branches. Ohio Valley Ag, an Apache dealer, moved its original Owensboro, Kentucky location in February to a new building 4 miles away. John Deere dealer Seidenstricker Novi Partners announced March 5th it had broken ground on a new location in Waterloo, Illinois. Seidenstricker Novi Partners also announced March 13th the upcoming acquisition of all 10 Casanova equipment locations in New York. Now here's Noah Newman with the latest from the Technology Corner.
Thank you very much, Ben. Today we're talking about Trimble's new smart spraying technology. It's called the Bilberry system, and it ultimately enables farmers to save up to 90% in herbicide applications. And as product manager Corey Books tells us here, one of the best things about it is it retrofits to existing sprayers.
So that's a huge differentiator of our Bilberry system. Our system is made to be installed on your existing sprayer, so you don't have to buy a new machine. And it can also work with your existing application control system. So you don't have to pull all of your existing technology off the sprayer and replace it. We can actually tie into what's already there and command the nozzles through your existing system, which ultimately as a farmer saves you a lot of money and reduces the barrier to being able to adopt this technology. In the ag tech space, there's a lot of great innovation happening. But for a lot of systems, you have to buy a new machine. And that's a huge technology. It's a huge investment towards any farm. Most farms can't afford to roll all the machines in their fleet every 2 to 3 years, which is ultimately what a lot of technology companies and OEMs are asking farmers to do to keep up. With the Bilberry system and with a lot of things that Trimble offers, we're ultimately focused on enabling you as the farmer to adopt that technology without buying a new machine.
And Book says the Bilberry system is currently testing in 10 countries. It's also running in North America this growing season. And he says the company hopes to make it available for sale later in 2024 or maybe even early 2025. In the Technology Corner, I'm Noah Newman. Back to you, Ben.
Thanks, Noah. A March 5th Farm Equipment Insider poll asked dealers what percentage of their dealership's department managers will be retiring in the next 3 years. While 20% of dealers say at least 21% of their department managers will be retiring in the next 3 years, 70% report only up to 10% will be retiring in the next 3 years. In its record-breaking February issue, Farm Equipment announced the 11 inaugural members of its Dealer Hall of Fame. The inaugural class honors key industry figures from 9 dealerships, highlighting the innovative best practices they contributed to the world of ag equipment. From deceased Oliver Tractor dealer principal Orhan Yirmibesh, who was credited as one of the first dealers to capitalize on leasing, to Titan Machinery legends David Meyer and Peter Christensen, the report catalogs the challenges and triumphs that built some of the industry's most successful dealerships. You can read the full report on the Farm Equipment website. 2023 marked the fourth straight record year for AgGrowth International. The Canadian shortline manufacturer reported its fourth quarter and year-end results on March 5th. For the quarter, AGI's revenue was up 1% year-over-year to $379 million Canadian dollars. During an earnings call with analysts, Paul Householder, president and CEO of AGI, said the improvement was supported by growth in the company's farm segment, but growth was impacted by steel costs generally trending lower year-over-year. Householder said had steel pricing been constant, revenue levels would have been approximately 5% higher than the prior year. For the full year, AGI reported revenue of 1.53 billion Canadian dollars, up 5% year-over-year. Revenue generated from AGI's international business contributed over 500 million Canadian dollars, or 34% of total revenue. Householder said the company is focused on growing its international segment with a medium-term target of 40 to 45% of the total revenue mix. Looking at 2024, Householder said AGI is optimistic, noting the farm segment order book continues to trend higher year-over-year. At this year's National Farm Machinery Show, we caught up with Mahindra North America President and CEO Viren Popli to talk about his goals and concerns for 2024. He said the company wants to expand market share but is being very careful about which dealers carry the Mahindra brand.
In terms of dealer network, our dealer network in North America is about 450. If you compare that to much of our competition, that's over 1,000. So we have a lot of white spaces in between right now to add more dealers. But we just want to be very careful about who we appoint as a dealer. We're not looking for a sales point, right? We want a 3S dealer. We want a dealer who can do sales, service, and spares, parts. Because if you can't do all three, then you're not my dealer. You're just a sales point, right? And that's not what we're looking for.
Popli said the company actively seeks out family-owned dealerships and avoids large corporate dealers, which he says is better for the end user.
We actively seek out family-owned businesses. So we're actually turning the tractor sales model on its head as compared to where some of our competition is going. We believe that the old style where the family-owned business ran the dealership is actually the best way to be. Because it may not be the best way for me as a company, but for my customer, it's the best way.
Mahindra also recruits dealers, he said, from people leaving the larger dealerships.
In fact, we're getting a lot of people who were in that space and are now wanting to be part of us because they no longer have the opportunity to do what their families have done for generations. So that's the way it's working for us. So actually, it's working in our favor, in a sense, if I'm looking at that. Because I get a family who's been in this space for 50, 60, 70 years, has the relationships, has everything, but doesn't have a business. And we offer the business to them.
Looking beyond 2024, Popli says Mahindra is looking to take a significant position in the small tractor arena in the next 2 years and expand its implement and attachment business. This week's data point is brought to you by the 2024 Dealership Mind Summit. Between 2013 and 2019, the leading manure application method for farmers of major field crops was to apply manure to the surface without incorporating it, the simplest method in which manure is flailed or sprayed out of wagons and left on the ground. This method was used on 8.3 million acres, including about 6 million acres of corn. Surface application with incorporation was the next most common method used on 5.5 million acres. As always, we welcome your feedback. You can send comments and story suggestions my way at bthorpe@lessetermedia.com. For On the Record, I'm Ben Thorpe. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.